Hi there, this is Claire and this is my podcast. It's a new format where I'm sending out a newsletter on the first of every month, and I'm going to talk to you about a lot of subjects, some of them quite deep and extensive, around art and real art and living as a real artist and being someone who is in the depth of their creative flow. And I hope that these will inspire you, and I hope that you'll share them if you know other people who might want to live more creatively. Because being creative is kind of what us human beings are here and we're meant to be, but we get blocked in a lot of ways. And I'm going to talk to you throughout this series of podcasts, and as I do in my work and my writings, about how we can live more vibrantly, creatively, fulfilled, and happy, basically, in our lives, happy and healthy, because we're in our creative flow, like we're in an expansive dynamic, which is really different from being in a blocked or atrophied or downward dynamic. So I'm talking about spiraling upwards, and I'm talking about being creatively fulfilled, which is a very particular, unique path that all of us have to take in the world. And the first subject I'm going to talk about is feeling, because it's such a potent issue nowadays that a lot of us are stuck in little cycles of head stuff, and we're getting more and more compartmentalized in our brains as we're expected to work more on computers and screen time, and plugged into distraction of constant interruption through internet connection. Feeling I want to talk about in a slightly different context than just, you know, when we talk about feeling, we maybe think emotion or like physical sensation. But when I'm talking about feeling, what I'm really talking about is the consciousness of the whole being, like the feelingness of the whole body and mind and emotions and energy all together, like the thing that is much more than the sum of the parts. And what is happening in our culture is, as we're progressively becoming more like our characters and brains and energy is becoming more automated, as in we're more directed into channels of thinking and doing which are part of a huge automated system. As in, we're distracted by, we have to go and do a transaction here, rather than standing up and physically walk out of the house with your wallet in your hand and go to a post office and talk to a person and wait in the queue and interact with people, maybe walk past some trees on your way up there and chat with some folk about how the weather is. Instead of doing any of that, we're like, we're plugged in first thing in the morning. We're like, I have to do this transaction. And that's a really different thing. It means that we're seated, first of all, mostly we're seated, and we're looking at a device or a screen, and our brains are doing something very, very different than what they'd be doing if we were walking out and finding this task that we have to do. So feeling, we're bypassing feeling in a lot of ways, and we don't just bypass it with the fact that a lot of us have to be on screen a lot of the time, or looking at a device, or talking on a phone, or getting involved in whatever networks and highways of technology that we have to attend to. Not just that, but the fact that we're often consuming a diet that has things that are not working to best move the energy in the body. There's like additives or processes that are deadening the food, and even the water is kind of deadened because it's not rushing down a mountainside and into our mouths. It's like going into a tube somewhere and another tube and sitting for a while somewhere and waiting and becoming stagnant, and basically it's not got the vitality anymore. And that's kind of what I'm talking about when I talk about feeling. I'm talking about the vitality which flows around our being, and that comes through expressing ourselves and being a healthy, creative, active human. And there's so many reasons and things that go against us feeling, but Probably one of the biggest, especially as women creatives and female artists, and as men who are trying to be more intuitive and feeling. One of the really huge issues is that if we were all really genuinely feeling the depth of what our gut and our heart and our pelvis was telling us, we'd be pretty upset. We'd be pretty angry. We'd be pretty pissed off with people. We'd be annoyed about the system. We'd feel that we're being suppressed because we are being suppressed. And we'd feel that we have to do something, like we'd feel a strong urge to take action, to make something, to find a solution, to make things better. So it's much easier for everyone involved. I'm talking theoretically from like a system point of view and a governing point of view. It's much easier if everyone just sits down and shuts the fuck up and doesn't do anything and doesn't react and doesn't like just trust the government and just trust the system and just keep quiet and just, you know, patting on the head and getting you to sit down and eat your cereal. The thing is, if we really breathe down into the depths of what we feel about life and what we know about life and what we believe to be true, we would take very, very different paths in our lives. Now, we're not all here to be anarchists and set fire to the government buildings or, you know, create a whole other reality. It's neither practical nor happy making, and it doesn't serve the bigger whole. There's basically a happy medium somewhere, and that's one of the things I discuss in my online art school, the Real School of Art, is that art, yes, can be used as a hugely cathartic tool, and being creative in our lives can be something splendid and like dramatic, and it can be exciting and it can be a spectacle. But at the same time, like, the way we come to our art, there has to be some kind of gentleness to it, some kind of methodical flow to it, that it can't all be about it, volcanoes erupting and fireworks going off. There has to be some sort of gentleness to the process. Otherwise, we will either burn out or destroy ourselves or destroy things around us or just make a big freaking mess in the studio or our house or whatever. So, yeah, the thing about feeling too is that most of us have been shamed at a rather young age about feeling anything, literally. You know, like, we're incredibly frustrated with unfairness or somebody's hurt us, but people don't want a hysterical child upsetting the other children, so they get us to shut up really quickly. You know, we're given a sweet by a parent to get us to be quiet, or we're given pudding even though we haven't eaten our dinner, just to get us to, you know, God, just stop shouting or stop expressing yourself or stop being so dramatic. There are sort of lids put on us in so many ways about our life. You know, like, when was the last time you brought up a really emotive subject and started really expressing yourself, either to family members or a partner or in a pub situation or in a social gathering? People very quickly jump on that. They rarely give space for you to fully express everything that you're trying to get out, and then maybe engage with it and explore the dialogue and get into it and let you express yourself, and then they express themselves, and then it turns into this really beautiful dynamic discourse, like lovemaking. When feeling is allowed to fully flow and not just be felt within us but to express itself outside of us, it has this incredible effect on the world. It basically starts to grow energy, and that's what is missing so much in the world. Like, so many people are just tired. Like, they're tired, they're worn out, because they're not feeling and they're not trying to feel, and they don't know how to feel. And it's much easier at the end of a long day or a long week in working, it's much easier to drink alcohol or smoke pot or just chill out in front of the TV or do something sort of mind numbing, because that's easier. In some ways, it's overstimulating us by stimulating certain parts of us and getting us to, like, getting verbal to flow or getting us a bit more agitated. But in other ways, it's actually numbing us. It's stopping us from feeling what's in the deeper parts, like the internal harmony that's inside our body and the internal balance and equilibrium that's always there and that wants to express itself in the world. When I'm talking about feeling, I'm not talking about it as an internal storm. I'm more talking about it as an internal perfect pasture, like where there's just this absolute peace and divine harmony, basically, because inside our bodies, alongside our organs and our various operations that are going on inside us, we have these mysterious energetic flows and all this stuff going on. And the more we listen to that and put our attention on it, the more it functions well. And also, mostly our lifestyle and our reality is about being in a fairly agitated place in our heads, you know, being in a rush for a start. Like, that is a complete self-fulfilling prophecy, that when you start to rush, other people rush and everyone's rushing, and then life is just about rushing. Like, rushing is an absolute nonsense, and down with that sort of thing. Like, it shouldn't be that we're all rushing. So when we start to feel, we realize that, like, everything has this really beautiful rhythm, that there's a harmony underlying everything that we can access, and that when we connect in with it, like, that rushing and stress and craziness and tension and blocks, like, it kind of becomes a little bit irrelevant, because we have access to this incredible harmonious movement of dynamic self-expression that is already there inside us. Like, it's constantly functioning all the time. So all we have to do to access it is to breathe in and feel it. And like, this is a really big thing when you haven't felt. Like, I spent the first two decades at least of my life being literally numb from my belly button up to my neck. Like, I literally had no sensation. Like, when I felt things, or when I understood emotions, I sort of saw them as little weird little clouds around my head. Like, they were more like sort of thought projections than actual feelings. And when I first started to feel stuff, I was like, fuck, this is like a roller coaster. This is so intense. So the transition from not feeling to feeling can be very, very, it can be really threatening, and it can be really frightening. Basically, it can feel like something that's impossible. And the reason that we've numbed ourselves in the first place is because we were in a situation where we were feeling something impossible, basically, and we closed ourselves down. And so the body has this incredible capacity to close itself down and just not feel, because it's easier to function like that. And a lot of life encourages us to do that, because it's easier for everyone involved. Like I said, it's easier if we just plod along and be the cog in the machine that the machine wants us to be, and just keep behaving nicely and doing what the government tells us, as they slowly, slowly wring the life out of us and we all slowly, slowly grind into the ground. I'm not suggesting something completely radical, but then in a way I am. I'm just suggesting that when we know what we feel, we can make much better choices in our life, even if it is just going to the post office and buying a stamp. And breathing the air on the way there and looking at a tree instead of doing an online transaction, even if it's simply taking 2 hours out of a weekend and painting something from our inside, like painting it and drawing primarily and getting something outside of us and onto paper, that luscious, enjoyable, beautiful feeling of just making expression and making a physical manifestation of it. There are so many ways that we can get into feeling, and I'm going to talk more about this in other podcasts that I do. If you're interested in this subject, please make a comment below. I would be really interested to know what you think about the whole subject of, like, what it is to feel and what feeling does for us and what not feeling does for us. I wrote a, an interesting article recently, or at least it had a lot of interest for it, around the fact that in Scotland, for some generations, alcohol has been used as a means of numbing ourselves, and what that means, like what the consequences of that are for children who come from parents who drank a lot, for example, and also just children growing up in an environment where no one's really feeling. And I think in some ways that could apply as easily to nowadays, where what is happening to children who grow up with parents who are on screen time consistently, or distracted with TV, or just not very present. It's kind of very similar to using alcohol to numb ourselves. And I'm going to talk more about it. It's a huge subject, and I'm going to talk more about what actually starts to happen when we get deeper and deeper into our feelings. There's all sorts of different layers of process that go on, and uncovering and unnumbing, that are incredibly fascinating. All sorts of layers of catharsis that go on when you start to feel. And also there's all sorts of, as those layers come off and the armoring comes off, there's all sorts of incredible things that start to happen around oneself, where one is better able to move into the right place and the right time in the every moment. So rather than feeling like you're sort of clunking along and bumping into things, and things are awfully, like you're in a quagmire, and it's hard to just get simple things done, and it's hard to get on in life, and what you really want to be doing is something else. Like when you're fully in your feeling, it's very clear where you have to go. It's very clear, the decision, because you feel it in your whole being. Like you don't just feel it in your head as a thought, and there's a process of logic that says you must do this. The thing about logic is you can logic yourself any fucking direction you want to. You can logic this, that, or the next thing. And that often happens in relationship when the man says, no, but this is the logical thing, blah, blah, blah. It is like this. And it is like that for him, thinking with his brain, it is like that. And often there's a whole other reality. Like, I don't feel or think that. I am in a completely different place, and I want to go in this direction, and that is what is most fulfilling for me, and it comes from feeling. And yeah, I'm going to have more discussions about that in some of my future podcasts, because it's one of my favourite subjects, about how we balance the masculine and feminine within ourselves and in the external, because there is always this conflict between the logical brain and the front lobe consciousness, and the gut knowing, which is often a lot wiser and a lot more about equilibrium, harmony, cooperation, and building energy, rather than the logic, which is out there to grab what it can and survive and shoot the prey, basically. I hope this is an interesting podcast for you. I'm aware that some of my discourse will be viewed by some people as rather rambling. But this is how I express myself, and this is how I paint, and this is how I create in the world. So I'm just going to enjoy sharing that with you. And if you enjoyed listening to this, do share it. And if you want to see what else I do, look at the links below this podcast and see www.clairartista.com. That's Claire without an I. And loads of good wishes to you. Please leave a comment below if you've enjoyed this, and if you're interested, I would love to hear from you any sort of response to this and what you're feeling about feeling is. Loads of good wishes. Ciao, ciao.